This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Traffic on I-35, it's getting worse. Daily congestion is a drag for commuters and the transportation industry. Now state transportation officials have proposed building 15 miles of elevated freeway lanes on I-35. It's a corridor that would be free for public transportation and carpool vehicles, but all the other drivers would have to pay a toll to be on it. The proposed I-35 elevated lanes, called managed lanes, would stretch from Loop 410 near San Antonio's Military Medical Center to FM 1103 in Schertz. And joining us this half hour to discuss this idea, it's Laura Lopez. She's a public information officer for TxDOT. And welcome to The Source, Laura.
Thank you, David.
And we invite phone calls, questions, and comments. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. And Laura, I know that you've had a couple of days where y'all did some presentations and had public input about this proposal. How did it go?
Actually, very well. We did have a couple of public meetings in an open house forum fashion that we had on Monday and Tuesday, and it was to get public input regarding the proposed plans that we have for IH-35 between, like you said, 410 South and FM 1103 in Schertz. And we had Monday about just a little over 100 people, and then last night about 51 people. So it was well attended and very positive feedback from the public. They are very interested. The public comments that we heard about were actually very positive. Like I said, they really want to see something done on 35. And so this was a very good opportunity to get that public feedback. However, you know, this is still in the planning stages. We're not going to be breaking ground anytime soon. So this is just for the environmental assessment that we are currently working on right now.
And what is the forecast for the increase in traffic on that stretch of I-35?
Unfortunately, David, I do not have that number right in front of me. However, it is one of I-35 is one of the highly it's on the top 100 congested on the congested list. So there is a need here. And we are, like I said, in the planning stages to move forward to move forward with that project. So that way we can start building lanes there that will help to alleviate a lot of that congestion.
Well, I remember reading somewhere that it was a 50% increase expected by 2035. That's not long, considering, you know, in traffic planning terms. So, 50% more vehicles and heavy trucks moving in that area, that would be unworkable, because right now it seems like it's at maximum capacity.
Absolutely. And it's a highly traveled corridor. And you've got not just your locals that are driving on 35, you've got everybody coming from, you know, Oklahoma, from, you know, Oklahoma down to, you know, Mexico, and Mexico going
right,
up to
the
Oklahoma.
The NAFTA traffic.
So something needs to be done on IH-35. And we've got quite a bit of activity going on. I mean, we currently do have construction on 35 in that segment that I mentioned. We've got a project currently right now.
Yeah, can you tell me more about that?
We currently do have a construction project on 35 from Judson Road to FM 3009, where we are adding one lane in each direction. We're adding turnarounds and bridges at FM 3009. We are reconfiguring the entrance and exit ramps as well, too. That project will be completed in 2014. So that's something to look forward to. We've also got a project that's going to be starting this year, 35-410 South to 410 North, actually, and we are going to be adding one lane in each direction, reconfigure the entrance and exit ramps, and we're also going to be converting the left exit to a right exit there at 35 and North. So that kind of right, that area right now, there's been a, though we get, it gets congested in that area, and so we are going to be making changes to that. That project is going, like I said, it's going to be starting this year, and we anticipate it to take 3 years.
Callers, we invite you to join us. Give us your opinion. What do you think about I-35's traffic flow right now? Would you be willing to pay a toll to get on special lanes that would allow you to bypass some of the traffic headaches that we have now on I-35? The number to call is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to The Source at tpr.org, or comment directly on our website at tpr.org. And Lada Lopez joining us from TxDOT. So you're saying that these elevated lanes, 15 miles of elevated lanes, why elevated lanes? What's the advantage of that?
Well, the advantage of that is we would require minimum right-of-way. If we were to add capacity to the existing lanes, that would require us to buy about 200 parcels of right-of-way.
That's usually the big hang-up.
It is the big hang-up, and especially of how that's going to be affecting a lot of the businesses. By having elevated lanes, we are not going to be, like I said, it's not going to affect the existing lanes. And so that's the plus sign right there. So that's something that, you know, that we had brought to the public with the planning environmental linkage study that we did. And that's what the public, they actually did approve yet the last couple of nights, that this is something that they would prefer than us actually building lanes, additional lanes to the existing highway.
Right. I guess there's already like a lot of commercial.
You've got a lot of commercial property. You've got so much development, and that's the thing. You know, we do plan in advance for projects. However, the development does have a lot to do with a lot of the congestion that we have today. And like I said, well, like we were talking about, IH-35 is definitely an area that is highly traveled. It's on the 100 top list of congested roadways, and so this is something that we are looking at. We come to the table to propose. Of course, we're not at the end of the environmental assessment yet. We are going to be moving forward with with completing that and then having a public hearing in the spring of 2014.
We do have a lot of callers lined up. Let's go to the phones, and our number is 614-8980. Let's get Andrew on the line. Andrew, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks a lot. 2 points, I suppose. One has to do with just pushing the congestion, you know, farther down the road. I understand that this is to alleviate the problem, but is it local traffic that we're meaning to ease the congestion of, or does this just sort of push the congestion farther north? And if we make travel on this corridor more convenient, won't that encourage more people to use this highway, and then, you know, don't the projections then, in effect, end up kind of looking conservative?
Okay, Andrew, thanks for those questions. I appreciate that. So we can parse this out. So one of the points he made is that as you build more highways and you have more success with highways, then you actually invite more traffic. So it becomes a never-ending cycle.
That's a very good point. That is true. Of course, the more lanes we add, the more people are going to be driving on it. However, you bring up a good point. We do also have another study right now for the I-35 bypass preliminary study. We've got two of them. We have one study which actually is off of 410. There's alternatives. Definitely, we're looking at other ways of being able to direct traffic around the 35 area to take alternate routes. So we do have other studies that we are looking for to bypass, to eliminate that traffic congestion.
Okay, we're going to finish addressing that question, but we got to take a quick break right here. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. With me in the studio, Lotta Lopez from TxDOT. We're talking about expansion plans on I-35, including plans for a proposal for plans on elevated lanes. More on that when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Lara Lopez. She is a public information officer for the Texas Department of Transportation, TxDOT. We're talking about some of the transportation plans and construction issues that are on I-35. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email your question and comment to thesource@tpr.org. Before we went to that quick break, we had a question from Andrew. He was saying, redirecting some of the local traffic on that intersection around I-35, Loop 410 area? Is that right? So,
and
so, Lara, what did you find?
What I was going to go into is that we do have an I-35 bypass study. We've got a bypass study and a central preliminary study right now. In fact, we're going to have a couple of public meetings just next week. If you're interested, please get on www.txdot.gov, and you can find information regarding those meetings that we have next week. In fact, they're Wednesday and Thursday. So under the I-35 bypass preliminary study, we are looking at determining the current use of 410 South from US 90 to State Highway 130, and also the use of Loop 1604 to help use that as an alternative to 35. The I-35 Central Preliminary Study would be used to determine the use of 35 from 37 to US 90. So we are looking at other alternatives to direct traffic around that 35 area. However, like we were talking earlier, yes, I mean, you are going to draw more people. However, it's going to help to eliminate that congestion, alleviate that congestion.
Got a question from or a comment online. It says, I drive in Houston often. I use the Katy managed lanes frequently. Those lanes provide drivers the option to pay tolls or use free lanes. Something in San Antonio that is similar is much needed to improve the quality of life of residents living among the I-35 corridor. So here's a person that is accustomed to what is being talked about. He says it works for them in Houston. So although we're getting, I've gotten a lot of reaction from my own Facebook posting when I was put this up there, people are saying, no way. No, why? Well, no, I don't want to do that. But what's your reaction?
Well, the managed lanes, yes, those will be tolled, but what exists now will remain non-tolled. So it will remain open and free to the public.
And if you have a carpool and
if you have a carpool, if you are on a bus, you will be able to use those managed lanes for free.
Okay, back to the phones. Let's get Giovanni on the line. Giovanni, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
I want to ask you a couple of questions. One question is that once you start toll road, it stays for 25 cents or 50 cents, and then all of a sudden it jumps to $1.75. I go to Houston a lot, and I have to pay at least $10 to $12. It's very hard to make money nowadays. Why can't TxDOT come up with some other idea besides charging poor people and innocent people have to pay? As it is, the taxes are so high in Texas.
All right, Giovanni, that's a good point. I know that it is a hardship for people. So any reaction to that?
That is a very good point. And how highways are funded is through the gas tax. And unfortunately,
well, it's
that
up to the legislature.
And it's up to the legislator. That's a lot of the answers, unfortunately, is beyond my I can't exactly respond to
it's
a
really,
lot of it.
It's
not beyond my control. However, as far as the specific how much is it going to cost to drive on it, that's undetermined at this time until the project comes into place. So we've got a few years before we actually get to that. But a lot of it does, like I said, projects are – we have the gas tax that helps to fund the projects. Unfortunately, that hasn't been raised since 1991. So unfortunately, the cost of everything has gone up but the gas tax.
Right. Well, and you can imagine how many miles per gallon you got in 1991 compared to today, especially as more vehicles are becoming hybrids or even electric. And so they are paying less in gas tax, but they're driving the same amount of roads. So there's a contraction on the revenues for the gas tax in that area. But really, we say it's up to the legislature, but actually, really, it's up to the voters. Because we're the people that put the guys in the legislature. So, if everyone's going to take this, I'm not going to increase the gas tax kind of attitude, then this is the result. This is what we get for that.
Also, this particular project is in the San Antonio Bexar County Metropolitan Planning Organization's Mobility 2035 plan, and it's actually in the long-range plan as being told. So this is something that's already been in the works for some time.
And there's also the argument that some of the gas tax, or I don't know what percentage of it is being diverted from highway funds used for other reasons, and that is also something that is up to the legislature and the voters to get involved in. So
absolutely, and that's something that I cannot talk about.
It's not up to us. Okay, let's get back to the phones. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. And Ray, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I want to thank Ms. Lopez for doing such a good job. However, I have experience driving in Houston, and I got fined about $40 for tolls I didn't even understand. And these highways are huge, and it's going to turn into another Los Angeles. And I've noticed the legislature can find billions of dollars from a rainy day fund for the oil fracking. But for us, the taxpayers, I'm not seeing it. I don't want this to turn into Los Angeles. Isn't there any way we can have alternative transportation instead of it turning into another Houston or Los Angeles?
So what did you mean by taking money from the rainy day fund for oil fracking?
Well, yeah, they approved over $1 billion to improve roads just for the fracking industry. But for transportation, it just seems like it's a second thought. It's a stepchild. They don't really want to put any money into it. And so someone like Ms. Lopez is a good planner. Is just going to expand the highway, and I'm going to have to pay more money invariably and not see anything for it. The traffic will lighten up for a year, but 5 and 12 years down the line, it's just more freeways. And I just don't see it not producing anything but another Los Angeles or another Houston.
Sure. I think about the oil fracking and the rainy day fund, I think you're kind of half information there. I think next year in November, there's going to be another election in which the voters will decide about a fund for highway transportation dollars. That, I think, is what you're talking about. But the legislature did not approve taking rainy day funds and using that for oil fracking. As a matter of fact, there's an issue of some roads in fracked land being turned into gravel roads. So that's and they're dealing with that to prevent that from happening. But let's deal with some of what Ray was talking about his concern about just massive highways turning us into another Los Angeles. I guess I mean, we have a lot of cars.
We do, and a lot of folks, they're moving to Texas. This is the place to be at. This is the place to live. And
they say 1,000 people a day.
1,000 people a day, exactly. 1,000 people a day move into Texas, and we welcome them. However, we do need to maintain our roadways, and if we cannot build, we need to maintain them.
Right. Okay, back to the phones. Marty, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Similar to the previous caller suggested, we build more roads and we'll just fill them up with more cars. And I don't see any conversation or any discussion when it comes to mass public transportation. There's rail systems. We can look at other states and other metropolitan centers who are dealing with this traffic issue by trying to get cars off the road, not build more roads just so that we have more road for more cars. Why is there seem to be no consideration or discussion when it comes to mass transportation rail systems?
Okay, Marty, so let's tackle that. Is there a mass transportation factor? I mean, we have the public transportation and carpools. They get access to the managed lanes. So
correct, but you're talking something like VIA. That's something that's not
light
in
rail.
Light rail. No, I mean we do have a section we've been talking about, the passenger rail. I mean, that's something that is being looked at, because yes, we do encourage other alternatives of transportation, and we do work with different agencies, like working with VIA. We work with the City of San Antonio. We work with Bexar County. We have all partnerships. We are looking at other forms of transportation. And it is a bit difficult to actually get somebody out of their car to use. You know, we get so used to being in our own cars, using another form of transportation may be difficult for some people to do.
Right. This is going to be a multi solution approach.
Exactly. And that's something that we would have to work with not just TxDOT alone, but with other agencies as well.
Okay. Another caller, Kathy. Kathy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. You know, over the years, we've had issues and discussions about building the toll road between San Antonio and Austin, and the voters have voted it down continually. I don't know why this keeps arising again and again. We do not want toll roads. We pay taxes. We pay property taxes. Pay school taxes. We pay taxes on the gasoline. It's not proper for only the privileged that have the income they can afford to go on these toll roads, and the others who cannot. It's just not right. It's not fair, and we should not. This should be put to a vote.
Okay, Kathy, and people are voting actually with their dollars. We're seeing that the Texas 130 toll road that goes up by Seguin up to Austin and Round Rock, that is. Not being used. It's basically and it's the bonds have been declared to be junk bonds. So obviously we're seeing that people are not going to flock to toll roads unless there is a dire need.
Absolutely. And in this particular project, you will have a choice. You can drive on the elevated lanes, which would be tolled, or you can drive on the existing lanes, which would not be tolled.
Right. Okay. But she says, take it to a vote. You know, one thing is that a toll road, there's lots of ways to toll a road. Now, having foreign companies come in here and doing it and making profits, and I know this is not what you're into, it's way above our paved grade, but if you had people felt like you're paying for the road, and once the road was paid for, why not make it a free road? There's lots of ways to have a toll road. It doesn't have to be a huge profit-making instrument for some foreign company. Let's get one more caller on the line. Steve, welcome to The Source.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Steve, there? Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Hey, it seems like, and this is no exaggeration, it seems like three or four times a week I hear the TPR traffic report say there's a wreck at 35 South in Riddiman. And it's from the HEB trucks getting on at Riddiman and then immediately trying to get to 410 South. Is there anything on the books that might change the heavy trucking route from that area right there to get from HEB to 410 South?
Okay, Steve, thanks. I've heard police officers call that area the Bermuda Triangle of San Antonio, with so many big trucks having accidents and things happening there so frequently.
And that's a good question, because I don't want to go back years ago when the Trans-Texas Corridor was discussed many years ago. However, that is now completely dead, and we've moved forward since then. I would have to go back and look. I'd actually need to
check it out.
It shows you there is a need, because you have a high 18-wheeler truck. You know, you got a lot of trucks that drive that corridor, and that is something that does need to be looked at.
So when you have all that traffic being compressed into that one area, a lot of big trucks, you're going to see these crack-ups, these accidents. And then you have these long traffic jams. And
absolutely.
So that's why we need these solutions. You said you have public hearings coming up.
We have a couple of public hearings next week on November 6th and November 7th. And if you want more information, go to TxDOT.gov.
I want to thank Laura Lopez from TxDOT for joining us here, talking about the I-35 and the proposed super lanes, managed lanes, elevated lanes that could be coming to I-35 early in the process. Thanks for that. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about bringing a hospital medical services to the east side. This is The Source on KSTX.